This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Why can't you just accept the election results? That's what the media and other leftists want to know. They're curious. What is your problem, America, that you can't just let us win? You know we cheated, but you're having a really difficult time proving it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I got to tell you, today is the first day in a long time where I was like, I don't even want to talk. It's the same old stuff. They cheated. Where does it stand? Yeah, I mean, they're proud. They proudly cheated. I heard somebody talk about Biden mandates and there is no voter fraud. Are you out of your minds? I mean, what else can we say on this subject? It's frustrating to me, and I'm sure it is to you too. When you know the cheat is in, it's like I said, it's like there's only two people in your apartment. I think I gave this scenario the other day. And you and your roommate, and you brought home your money. It was in your wallet. Now the money's gone. And your roommate goes, I didn't do it. Well, you're the only one here. Nobody else has been here in the last hour where I brought my money home and I didn't spend it. You know, it's a, and it's almost like, well, prove it. Prove that I did it. I don't have to prove that you did it. You're the only one. You're the only one who could have done it. And in the case of this, the Democrat, I mean, come on. Do we really have to go through the explanations that Joe Biden, nobody wants a 78-year-old demented clown whose track record is what Joe Biden's is. And you're going to tell me there was 80 million people, that the fervor to get to Biden was 80 million? That's insane. There's no other rational explanation, particularly when you look at Trump's numbers. I know I'm recapping here, but it irritates me. And so now we're in this fight for the republic. And we're going to win. I don't want to feel like have you think, oh, Kevin's low on that. No, I'm not. Everybody's saying, Donald Trump said at a fundraiser, you know, we at AP report that Trump says, I'll see you in 2024. What, in my opinion, what Trump was saying is, I'll see you at the end of 2024 when I'm no longer president. I don't think that was a concession. But what gets me, and I don't know that it should, because I've been studying the reptiles known as Democrats for quite some time, but just they don't care. Rules don't matter. And it bothers me because, you know, I raised my sons to understand the rules and play by the rules. It's frustrating. And I don't want anybody thinking I'm like down. I'm not down at all. I'm bored. I'm sick of AG Barr. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of hearing about Durham, even though Durham released his report on Kleinsmith. But I'm telling you, I believe these guys are providing cover. I don't know that there are many honest people left in politics in D.C. I think if we don't totally clean house, I can't imagine getting through this and having one or two bits, like I said the other day about Hollywood. If Harvey Weinstein's the only guy that goes down in Hollywood, wow. Talk about some lucky people. Because there are a lot of scoundrels in Hollywood, and some skanks too, that just, you know, they didn't get caught. So, you know, we need more than one example for this country. We need, if you want to get rid of the scoundrels in Hollywood, you need to march two or three or four or five of them out there. So same thing with these politicians, these crooked FBI people. It used to be people had some kind of honor. Like I said, as a conservative, look, I get it. I didn't like Barack Obama. I think Donald Trump's doing a great job. But I'll tell you this, it didn't matter about the R's and the D's. It had to do with ideology, number one. And number two, I don't care if Trump is wrong and Obama's right. If Obama's right, I'm going to tell you. If Trump is wrong, I'm going to tell you. It has nothing to do with how much I like you. I've talked about many of my family members, much to their chagrin, on this radio show. Yo, Kev, you call me out. Hey, lucky for you, nobody knows you. Other family members, and you don't think they're talking about you? You think what you want, but it isn't quite the way you think it is. If I'm telling the story, yeah, the jig is up, bro. Or sis. Oh, man. My sister just got a new over and under shotgun, and she's so proud. And she spent $1,200 on this thing. And she will be asking for money from me within a month. I'm going to tell her, you better get it out of that shotgun. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Well, hey, there was big news over the past few days. Over the weekend, did you guys hear this? It was big news, huge news. I don't know why I didn't talk about it yesterday. Why didn't I talk about this yesterday? Huge news. Rudy Giuliani apparently got COVID. What? And you didn't cover that, Kevin Jackson? Why am I speaking to myself? I didn't cover it. This is huge. And you should see the media stories about this. It's like Rudy Giuliani was hugging people before he knew he had COVID. you got to see these stories. Look at all the people that he infected. The horror! Hey, it's only a matter of time before we're all dead from this disease. It has a morbidity of 0.00000%. The numbers get worse for them every time they post them. But you cannot turn on CNN or MSNBC without seeing the horror of COVID. They have this nation, they have the world in fear of a disease that doesn't kill as many people as the common cold. That's where this is going to settle. And when you think about it, you got to ask yourself, what the heck? Wow, man, if I was that easily led, I can't even imagine being that easily led. I'm just way too forceful. You know, I grew up different. Great show for you today, folks. Hang in there. We'll figure it out.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm not depressed in any way. I'm not. My life is too doggone good. It's just too good. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Things are going great for me. Things are going great for you. Things are going great for America. All because of what we did in 2016. What we repeated in 2020, except in bigger numbers. But what has me in a bit of a funk, if you want to call it that, I mean, that's what I'm going to call it that, because, again, I'm not depressed. I feel good. I don't know if I feel James Brown good. I feel good. I don't feel quite that good, but I feel good. Like I knew that I would on November the 3rd. I feel good. Oh, that was horrible. I was so flat. Like I knew that I would. I'm singing, so you know I'm not depressed. But here's what gets me. The reason why I'm in a funk is this. Why must we go through this when we know they cheated? Why? See, I'm a common sense guy. And it's funny because Melissa's in it. She's an attorney, HR person. She's an accountant. She is structured.
And I'll say something, you know, like there'll be a court case or something on one of these cop shows, and I'm like, well, it's pretty simple that the gay ought to do this. And she's like, yeah, but legally you can't, because legally. And I'm going, you know he killed his wife? You got a $5 million insurance policy and a girlfriend. You know, I mean, come on. So, and she's like, yeah, but legally. And I get it. And it drives me crazy in these shows, you know, when I'm watching those kind of things. Because I'm like, look, common sense says this is what happened. The only way I'm going to keep my sanity today is if I kind of stay away. I'm going to hit some topics, but I'm looking at the rundown here. My producers get, and I'm going, this is more of the same. Until something breaks that's big, I just want to talk about life. Holy cow. You know they cheated. The math doesn't add up in any way, shape, or form. There's 15 different ways they cheated. We caught them on camera doing things that you cannot do with ballots, and on and on and on. I mean, I'm throwing away common sense at this point. Just forget the fact that Biden can't get 80 million. Biden couldn't get 80 million votes in two elections. And Democrats are so smug. We have a mandate, and this is what we're going to do, and this is global climate change and green energy. And it's like, I just truly want to skank slap all of them. So I keep my sanity by keeping busy in other things. I like to garden and take long walks on the beach. For the new people listening, go to thekevinjacksonshow.com and sign up to date me so we can go for long walks on the beach. Maybe you could buy me dinner. To keep my sanity, I got to do a different show today. I'm sorry. If you were expecting something different, you know, something more of the same, I guess, which, by the way, is a great show. Just ask Ruth in Florida. She's 97 years old, and she asked me to marry her. Well, maybe not exactly that way. Yeah, we had a great talk. I had a Zoom session with Ruth. Her daughter set it up, her youngest daughter, who's a cutie. She's a cutie. Anyway, she set it up, and I talked to 97-year-old Ruth, and she wanted me to talk her off the ledge. And I said, look, there's no reason why Donald Trump should lose an election that he's already won. I don't care if he's got to declare martial law. Become Joseph Stalin if you need to. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. That's who you're listening to, The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. We're going to do this thing. I'm going to do housekeeping and stuff because I'll be honest with you. I'm just bored with the news. I think that all the Washington is a bunch of crooks. And when I say bored, I'm not depressed. My producer's good. He's mouthing depressed. I'm not depressed. This is not the voice of a depressed. This is the voice of a depressed person when you're talking like this. And, you know, I'm not talking like that except to explain what's going on. You can't have the chuckles like I have right now and be depressed. I'm just not. So don't even allude to it. I don't want my people out there sending me their... What do you take for depression? Your Zoflax and your wheat germ or whatever. I don't know whatever you take. I'm just going to have some fun. I'm going to have a fun show today. This would be a Friday show. By the way, we had a problem with the Friday show because I didn't do it. And I was traveling and it was too difficult to get a studio. Look, they're just days you got to bear with me. And it may not... Yeah, I get it. Yeah, Kevin, I want your show every day, man. I don't want no stupid reruns on it. Hey, sorry. If I had the coin that Rush has, I'd have you a fresh show every... We would figure it out. I don't have that kind of coin. A few of you guys still throw some shekels at us every now and then, but it's a lot of work. And I got to go out and make a living. I actually have to make a living away from Ray. I'm like those old school sports figures. You know, they come off the field and then they go to their regular job. They go play football and then have to go to the hardware store. That's the way I feel. Well, I know there's white privilege. All these Sean Hannity, he's a rich dude. Hannity's on TV for vanity. I call him Sean Vanity. I do. I don't call him Hannity anymore. You guys know, my producers know this. Once I got off Fox, Sean, I don't go on his radio show. The dude DK'd me. This is a guy that wanted to work out with me in martial arts because he's training with a trainer that comes to his house and trains him privately. Let me just tell you why they're training Sean privately. Because he ain't that good. If you want to do your martial arts, do it in public. I go to dojos. Anyway, I'm jumping around a bit. Kev Talks. You got to sign up. Oh, so I get my notification from YouTube. It says, you can now monetize. Yeah, I got an email on it because you guys did it. Thank you. Thank you, radio audience, for doing that. I know there are people, Kevin, if you're not going to talk politics, I'm going to leave. I am talking politics. I'm talking politics. I'm talking to politics of distribution of news. I'm talking to politics. I'm talking black. I'm talking all kinds of politics. If you don't get it, then yeah, there's a lot of places for you. They won't be as entertaining, and they certainly won't be as good looking. Yeah, we're gonna have a fun show today. But yeah, I get my notification. Kevin, you've reached your 1,000 people, which we've been above that for a while. You've reached your 1,000 people, and you've reached your limit, you know, the amount of time it takes, because you have to have 4,000 hours of time within a year. And it's so funny. Here's how you get your time. So if 1,000 of you watch something of mine for an hour on YouTube, that's 1,000 hours. So, you know, it's all about supporting it. And I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about politics? Who do you want to support? You want to support voices like mine that are going to go out there, reach out and tell the truth to black folks, tell the truth to the Democrats, not Fox News, who will, you know, pretend they're conservatives and not really be. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are hoping to attach a coronavirus relief deal to an omnibus bill that would fund the government for another week. A bipartisan group is still finalizing their $908 billion stimulus proposal, dubbing themselves the 908 Coalition. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says something has to be done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
I think we have to work even harder and get to the table with some fresh thinking and some new ideas, because bluntly, I don't understand how any of us can go home for the holidays and look our constituents in the face or the mask, because so many are suffering.
Coons speaking there on MSNBC. United Kingdom health authorities began rolling out the first doses of the widely tested and independently reviewed COVID-19 vaccine on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. California Attorney General Javier Becerra is being asked to serve as Secretary of Health and Human Services in a Joe Biden administration. The pick has many people scratching their heads, as Becerra has no health care experience. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton is no fan of the pick as well.
Let's just go through the problems with this nomination. So first, he supports Medicare for all. Second, he's a true radical on abortion. Third, look at what's happened in California during this pandemic. He has been on the forefront of locking down that entire state. Javier Becerra will be Joe Biden's nationwide lockdown enforcer.
Cotton speaking there on Fox and Friends. COVID-19 shutdowns have caused 110,000 restaurants, or one in six, to close down across the country. The National Restaurant Association says 37% of the remaining restaurants will be forced to close in the next 6 months if more help doesn't come their way. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In order to have a little fun and to break the monotony, I decided to do this because I am in a bit of a funk. I'm not depressed or anything, but I'm sick of the same old crap. I just am. And I know many of you feel the same way. So I decided during the break that I was going to look at songs that had funk in the title. And so here I am on Google. This is why you gotta love technology. Cause, you know, my brain just went there just then, right? So during the break, my producer's like, I said, look up and see what songs are there that have funk in the title. And then I said, I go on Google and go, give me songs that have funk. And it goes, in the title? And I was like, wow, there's Google outthinking me. So sure enough, and I find this site. Excuse me. That says 100 or more songs with the word funk in the title. By the way, another search came up too. But let me give some affirmation to the program. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. Today is, I don't know, it's a funky day. Can you say funk, or is that like skank? It's funny, I was thinking about the word funk. Black people use the word funk a lot. You'll see what I'm talking about too. Because a lot of these songs are funk, you know, that have funk in it are from black artists. But long story short, we use that word a lot in the vernacular. Like, man, get your funky butt out of here. You know, we just throw it around. Kind of like, that man, you get your little skanky butt out of here. And I got fired over the word skank, for those of you who may be new to the program. Those of you who are on the program, you know, because I'm coming up with the skank brand. But because we're having a different show today, I was looking at these. Yeah, I got curious. Like, what usage of the word funk there is? And by the way, being in a funk doesn't always have to be bad. Like you say, man, I was in a funky mood, meaning strange. Anyway, let's see. This is what this guy, somebody collected all these songs that had funk in it. And I love some of them. Holy crap, man, this could be a music show today. So he says there's a lot of, can you even think of one that I hate? Of course, I haven't heard them all, but it's safe to assume the majority of the songs with the word funk somewhere in their title are worth a listen. So here's one. Funky Cold Medina by Tone Loc. You know, doom, doom, doom. Dun, dun, dun. Funky Cole Medina. I don't know the lyrics to it, but come on, white people, y'all were even grooving to Funky Cole Medina. And then, oh my gosh, this one? This is a throwback song. Won't you take me to Funky Town? Right? Oh, my gosh. And George Clinton? George Clinton and the band, what was it? I forget the name of the band. P-Funk All-Stars. He named his group George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. And there was a song they had, I Wants to Get Funked Up. Make My Funky P-Funk. That's it. That was it. I mean, I don't know that was the name of it. Because he's saying this. I'm confused by how he's got it listed. Anyway, there's a lot of these songs, man. Let's see. Some of them, I've never heard some of these. Who says a funk band can't play rock? I didn't even know that existed. That song existed. And I wouldn't think a funk band could play rock. I'm just saying. Cool in the Game, you remember the song? Can't get enough, doot, 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 of that funk stuff. Woo, woo, woo. That was a, as we say in the vernacular, that was the jam. Houdini, 5 minutes of funk. I know white people out there going, Kevin, you know, stop Googling this. Stop Googling this. White folks out there go, I gotta get into some of these funky songs Kevin's talking about. And here's the deal. There's a lot of, they allude to a lot of things in funk. I mean, you could replace one of the consonants in that and you'd have a whole other thing. So anyway, I got curious. I just wanted to share that with you. Songs that have funk in it. But I'm in a bit of a funk because I'm asking this question of why we keep having these circular firing squads in America and in the conservative movement. And I keep asking people, why is it that you seem content to want to fight every election cycle? Here, let me put it to you this way. Is it new to you that cheating's happened? You know, I look at all these groups that do wonderful things. Judicial Watch, others, right? Project Veritas, which I will give them some props because at least they go undercover. But for the most part, aside from Project Veritas, who looks at cheating in politics and says, I'm going to show you the dirty underbelly. Can you imagine, just for a second here, can you imagine if we had somebody planted in, it's like an FBI undercover person, and forget the Comey's FBI, then this FBI, but in the real old days of the FBI where they went out and solved crime instead of participating in it, can you imagine if we had somebody that was creeping up to the level to where we found out who the shot caller is, the person that says, look, Trump's not going to be president. We've got it stacked. We've got the voting systems done. And we were getting that level of Project Veritas stuff. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what it would take to do that, but what price would you be willing to pay to make that happen? I want to go back to the earlier question. How long have we known that Democrats cheat? I mean, it's been a while. It isn't like it sneaked up on us. Donald Trump, when they started talking about mail-in ballots, you got to believe that somebody at some point, I mean, Donald Trump's a problem solver. You have to believe that he said, I know they're going to cheat. How do we catch them? But there's so many deep state swamp rats that it's like the minute you lay out your strategy, somebody's over there going, hey, let me go report up to the shot caller. And then, you know, the Democrats organize and go, okay, here's what they're going to try to do. I'm not saying they're a step ahead of us because I don't believe it for a second. I think they are so caught. It's very disconcerting. But they're going to keep going. I just want you to understand how evil works. Evil doesn't quit. Evil does not stop. It doesn't rest. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't slow down. It continues, and it's continuing right now. And we can, you know, I mean, I'm optimistic, obviously, because I believe that good, somebody like Trump, he's not going to quit. But you got to wonder who's surrounding him now. Does he have a real team that's really looking to get the, and I hope he does, and I think he does. But it isn't just for now. This is a cleanup forever. Because you know what? I'm tired of being in this funk. You want to know what the funk is? For decades, I've been watching the same old stuff, rinse and repeat. I've done everything I can. I don't know what else to do. I'm trying to solve it at the kid level. You know, getting people to change their minds and at the critical thinking level where you start to form ideas. Because let me tell you, if you don't form those ideas, you get drones. It is very difficult to reform your brain to become a critical thinker once you've gone into drone mode. It's like a switch clicks and click. Yeah, we must obey the progressives. It is all about climate change. Climate change is the biggest existential threat to America, you know, to the world. They become drones. And it's very rare that somebody goes, you know, I was thinking about this climate change. Isn't that just weather? You know, because they want to single you out. You're a denier. Whatever. We're losing that, and we're losing it at that level. But what are we, I mean, while somebody fights at that, why haven't we said in the last 20 years, we want an election system where the moment a person votes, there's a tag that goes with them. And and everything that's in, I mean, think about it. We got police cams. Why don't we have election cams? Why isn't every angle of a precinct videotaped 24/7, mic'd up so we can hear every conversation? Well, you know how they do in a grocery store where the camera points directly down on the cash register because they want to make sure nobody's stealing? Why don't we have that level of protection? We have that kind of protection for clothes and food. You know, there's security in the back watching everybody. There's a suspicious character that just walked in. And they have it on videos. Think of a casino. Isn't our right to vote, isn't the protection of that more important enough to where you have the level of scrutiny of a casino where they can run it back and say, you were overpaid by $5. Give it back, sir. I've seen casinos do that. It wasn't $5. Why can't we do that? Why are we not putting that level of protection to where nobody has to worry about their votes? Be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
To know who pulls the strings for the Democrats. I mean, what's at work to America to find out how this all works? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We've watched the media in these mashups where they all say the same thing. We've seen Democrats all say the same things. Is it impossible to believe that they coordinated stopping this election at 4 o'clock in the morning so they could recalibrate? Of course not. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. This has just been one of the most amazing things that happened. I mean, who orders the code red? Think about the power you possess when you can change the president. You can say, push a button and change the president. Oh, you know what? I don't want Martha McSally as senator. Let's make it Kelly. Let's make it Mark Kelly. Let's make this person Speaker of the House. Let's make this person this. You're just pulling strings. What kind of power? I mean, I don't even know how you'd feel about that. I wouldn't want to do it. I don't trust our government. I really don't. But if I trusted the government, I would trust that there are people who know more about, say, yeah, I'm just thinking CIA here, what's going on in the world than I do. I'd want to think that the FBI knows more about crime happening in America than I do. I'm just what the role of government is for these people to really be the watchdogs to where we don't worry. We should be able to sit back and go, you know what? The country's in good hands. They're spending our money right. They're doing the right things. Do you believe that? Do you feel that? Democrats have dumped data, used thumb drives to alter data, multiple ballot counts, brought in new, you know, election ballots or whatever in truckloads, by the truckloads, told the Postal Service not to deliver our stuff. They've faked ballots that have only, I mean, they're so precise, you know they were machined. They have only some that were done for Biden. They've stopped Trump votes from counting. They shredded ballots. They've committed numerous crimes to cover up in the big cheat in the 2020 election cycle. And they're proud. They know we know, and they're proud. And this is why I talk about, I'm in a bit of a funk that they can be so flippant. Let me tell you something. I don't recall ever cheating to win something, but if I did, I'll tell you this, it wasn't a gloat. When you know somebody's better than you and you cheat to win, let's say it's a spelling bee and you get all the words, so you practice, but you know the other person is doing it on their own, and you win, you may even gloat about it. You may feel good about it on the outside, but on the inside, if you're a human being, you can't feel good about that. You can't feel good about, I knew beforehand, you know, and this other person put in the effort, put in the work. There's certainly nobody that can deny that Donald Trump didn't put in the work. That man works his butt off every single day for this country. Do you think Barack Obama worked his butt off for this country or for personal gain? Do you think Joe Biden will work for this country if he were to become president? He is a stooge. You want to talk about a Manchurian candidate. The only difference is they don't have to trick him into not knowing. They don't have to hypnotize him. He just doesn't know. I love the, oh, Biden's making his cabinet picks. Oh, boy, really? Hey, speaking of cabinet picks, he nominated some black dude. I happened on it by accident because I was trying to find out more about Gina Haspel. By the way, I'm the top article if you search Gina Haspel on Google. And it's me saying, I just want to know where she is. A couple of other people have said it, but I'm at the top. I must have said it first. And what led me to Joe Biden's pick was it said this black dude's been nominated to lead the CIA. He was a former station chief somewhere. Okay. Probably qualified. But I don't care who Biden nominates, because as far as I'm concerned, that's a non-government. It's a non-issue. But I was looking for Gina Haspel to find out, and I saw that, and I thought maybe Trump had hinted that she's no longer with us. It supposedly is a rumor that she died in November. So others said, no, it's a rumor. In December, they said, no, she was placed into Gitmo. I don't know. But I do know this. She should be front and center. Why do you keep bringing out Retread Brennan for interviews when you have a real CIA director? Theoretically. Anyway, Democrats did all this. But let me tell you, the curtain's going to be open. We'll get to know who the wizard is, perhaps, behind the big cheat. I know Donald Trump will never stop. And now we get the news that they're looking at these Dominion voting machines that came out over the weekend, I think. And Rudy Giuliani tweeted, Big win for honest elections. They can examine 22 of these machines. Now, here's my question to you. Look at everything that's been done to stop all, you know, to prevent us from learning all this stuff. I don't know what getting Dominion machines is going to do. Because you know the Democrats have altered them. You know Dominion has been in there. Whatever they need to do to alter those machines has happened. I'm not going to be naive about that. Now, if we happen to get something out of it, great. But it ain't going to get me out of the funk until I know that they're going to start presenting real evidence. See, it's out there. The thing that has me upset is that we know all this. I watched that video. Did you guys watch the video? Excuse me, of the woman that's got the... I think we played the audio. But the visual is amazing. It's just a blatant cheat. And I asked earlier in the broadcast, why don't we have no angle where you cannot be detected in a room with voting, where voting is occurring, with high performance microphones that pick up every conversation, everybody wired? I mean, I don't know how to. If you tell me, Kevin, can you fix the election system? I'd say yeah. I'd get the guys from casinos, and I'd say, here's how we're setting this up. And I would have camera angles everywhere. And like I said, microphones and high resolution stuff. Stuff that can find a guy cheating. Slow motion that can slow down like this. I want to see everything you're doing. We watch them pass. You see the video where they're passing around a thumb drive from person to person so they can manipulate data? It's ridiculous how much data there is. How much proof there is of a cheat. You could argue and say, well, it could have been cheating for Trump. Yeah? Really? Prove it. Show me anywhere where Trump gained votes. This is all about Trump losing votes, so it's frustrating. Anyway, the Trump campaign celebrating this deal about Michigan. Okay, good win. Why can't you get... Here's my thing. Dominion Voting Systems is a corrupt company that has been used by the Democrats and some rhino Republicans for the highest bidder to manipulate elections. People that are using these machines, in my opinion, are subject to scrutiny. Texas refused to use them because they said they're prone to cheating. We know that the machines have been used to cheat. How can we allow these people to do it? Anybody that said, let's get Dominion, hey, I heard they're pretty good, should be looked at. We should look at their bank accounts. We should be looking at everything about them. Because you're not going to stop this until you start arresting people who've been cheating for decades. How do you allow something to occur over and over and over and over and over? I don't have the power to change that. There's nothing my organization... We're going to go for election integrity. There are election integrity people all over the place. I love Catherine Engelbrecht. She's got True the Vote. And she's been trying for a long time. Is it working? Can't say that it is. We do our... What they're doing now is they're down on the ground in Georgia and everywhere else. And they're counting ballots and they're doing this. Well, what's that gotten us? Stay 100 feet back. And they're kicking us out of different places. And even under Supreme Court orders, not obeying the rules. And we think we're in this thing winning. Look, that ain't my definition of winning. I don't know how you people think. Somebody scold me. Because... my definition of winning is I'm going to be right there with you. We're going to have cameras. We're going to watch every move you make. One ballot in, one ballot out. And if it isn't matching, then there's going to be some serious problems. That's what I would do. We can solve this problem. It isn't that complicated.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.